Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Kids Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news and the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king, because a small group controls the six major corporations that control 90% of the media here in America. And as a result, they control what you think, what the vast majority of the American people think and believe, and most of it just is not true. Well, to try to actually get to what's really going on and understanding, we have with us our good friend Deborah Tavares, who certainly has been working at this just a couple of years, actually, but certainly has something with the finest news, pardon me, the finest website. And if you haven't been to her website to get her information, you need to get it, because she's collected so many of the documents, many of them put out by people on the other side, where you can actually read about what the plan is, the plan of this little small group that runs the world, for the one world government, the one world financial system, and of course the destruction of Christianity, indeed the destruction of humanity. And you say, who in their right mind would want to destroy humanity? And the answer is nobody in their right mind. But we're not dealing with people in their right mind. We're dealing with people who worship a different God and have a different set of values and are unconcerned about human suffering. In fact, they almost promote it and relish it. Deborah, go right ahead. What are we going to be talking about this morning?
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan, for having me on the program. Yes, I have several advisories that I would like to get out this morning, beginning with what is in the NASA war document. That's been a document that was originally taken off of the NASA website. It was a PowerPoint delivered back in 2001 by NASA scientists out of Langley NASA Research. And that was just delivered a couple of months before 9/11. There are many corporate government agencies behind this, de facto corporate government agencies, looking at a host of varieties of fingerprintless silent weapons systems of assaults upon the global population. What do I mean by that? Well, of course, they divulge throughout this document the assaults from unmanned vehicles, a variety of various fingerprintless viruses and parasites and fungus. But what I found...
parasites, are these new diseases they're going to use to eliminate the population or what?
Well, a variety of diseases, both existing and, of course, they're all fingerprintless. I'm going to refer right now again to the NASA war document. I'm looking at page 52. And everyone that's listening, this is a document that's posted on the homepage of StopTheCrime.net. Again, I am talking about page 52 right now. They talk about some interesting silent weapons systems using bioweapons for warfare. And they start with aflatoxin, which is a fungus that grows to produce poison that causes cancer. And they also talk about airborne varieties of germ warfare. And they mention Ebola, the Ebola virus.
So it was utilizing Ebola against the population?
Yes, and of course we know we have outbreaks of Ebola now in many places throughout the world. And when you look up and you see how contagious Ebola is, and most of the time it's deadly, it causes hemorrhages and you bleed out. And there's no way in which to, they don't have anything to contain it, essentially. So on page 52, again, they talk about a silent weapons system of bioweapons that's fingerprintless. And again, they talk about Ebola. They talk about other viruses as well, but they talk about how they will use binary agents distributed via imported products, such as in your vitamins, clothing, and your food. And they talk about how the genes of an individual, ourselves, will be targeted with pathogens. They go on to talk about the long-term fingerprintless campaign as opposed to shock and awe. So these are systems that have been ongoing. They've been unleashed into society now. The Iron Mountain Report, the report from Iron Mountain, talks about the cold need to eliminate portions of the population on an annual basis.
This is a separate report.
The report from Iron Mountain came out.
A very valid report. Go ahead.
Yeah, it came out in 1966, shortly after John F. Kennedy was assassinated. This report was given to Johnson, who was then the president. And after he reviewed that report, he said because of the content, it should never go out to the people. Well, a whistleblower who was actually working on the report released it because it was never said when these experts started the investigation for the Iron Mountain Report that they could not release it. He was certainly not a good guy because he participated in an ungodly report, again, the report from Iron Mountain. That is a free download from StopTheCrime.net. You can go to the homepage, go to the source document tab. There's also a movie that a Christian group did for the report from Iron Mountain, but the report itself is quite startling.
Well, what basically does it say in essence?
Well, the report was conducted with a number of experts, and they started this investigation. They were tasked to see what the United States would look like if it should transition out of a war economy into an economy of peace. Now, the problem that we're facing now as a society is the words and the doublespeak around the words. When the globalists or the controllers, those that are soulless and are sociopaths, say the word peace, their definition of peace is a complete totalitarian government. Like 1984, and we see that happening now because of all of the cameras and all of the surveillance that we see throughout our cities now. There's sensors in the road. They're even using sensors in the aerosol to track and monitor.
Hold that thought, Deborah. Would you mind hanging up and calling back in again? We're having difficulty getting call back in. Take this time.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. We'll be right back.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
The staff and families at Grace Cafe recognize and salute the men and women in uniform standing tall for our political and economic freedom. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their effort abroad and our support at home will help keep America strong. That's from Grace Cafe in Ault, where they say, if you're barely hungry or are hungry as a bear, stop in. That's Grace Cafe at 200 East 1st Street in Ault, a great place for great food, offering a 10% discount for all military personnel. Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Hard to stand back here, I guess, Deborah Ajaveras. She's talking about some of the reports that you will find on her website. These are valid reports, actually. She's accumulated them. But these have been put together many times by various government agencies to tell you what their really plan. And their really plan, of course, is to change the structure of our society and to attack humanity itself. Go right ahead.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Stan. I actually have several other disclosures that I would like to get out so that everybody knows what they're facing. I'm only going to refer to a moment now, again, to the NASA war document on page 50 as an illustration to my next disclosure, Dr. Stan. On page 50 of the NASA war document, they admit to the low effects of the low-powered microwaves we're talking about from the cell towers, antennas, your smart meters, cell phones, etc. They tell us that there will be behavior problems. There will be seizures. There will be gross alteration in brain function and 30 to 100% increases in blood-brain flow and including death.
Basically, what year was that document actually prepared and put out?
Yeah, it was prepared in 2001 as a PowerPoint.
Okay.
And, again, through the NASA Langley Research Center by a scientist. And
of course, we are all exposed to that today through your cell phone, through your cordless Sydney computer, through Wi-Fi, through broadband, through Sydney. The towers that they have, but of course this is impacting on your brain, and they know it, but they don't want you to know it. Go right ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Dr. Stan. In fact, I would refer everyone now, again, to stopthecrime.net, go to the quick links on the home page, and then click on Climate Action Plans. Essentially, this is the plan through executive order that your city right now in your town has either currently adopted to require that you reduce your greenhouse gas emissions or reduce your carbon footprint, which, of course, is based on fraudulent science because we do not need to reduce CO2 emissions. This leads me into my next disclosure, Dr. Stan. Of course, I've had on the website for quite some time document that the U.S. Department of Energy disclosed. Again, you can find this document on the link, the Climate Action Plan link on stopthecrime.net. The Department of Energy said the real goal of energy use is aiming for zero. They tell us that this is the ultimate goal, to not use energy. The most efficient energy is energy we do not generate. This is not a technology. It is a behavior modification or learning to live in a new reality. Now, I can tell you what I just now found. Our research team found on the RAND Corporation website. That's R-A-N-D, RAND Corporation website. Now, this has everything to do with what all of us are hearing about with controlling all of the energy resources. We're talking about coal, because, of course, they're fraudulently telling us that petroleum is a finite resource. Actually, it is a renewable energy. There is limitless amounts of petroleum. It does not come from dead dinosaurs, as we have been led to believe and fraudulently taught in school. But having that been said, the disclosure about the RAND Corporation, Dr. Stan, says that they're also aiming for zero emissions in the 21st century to stop climate change. And this is a quote from their website. The new proposed Environmental Protection Agency rules aimed at reducing emissions from existing coal plants represent one of the most significant federal actions on climate change to date. If successful, these rules will help the United States meet its goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 17% below 2005 levels by 2020. I'm going to repeat that because it's important to understand that there is a United Nations template requiring all nations to reduce their CO2 emissions. The requirements for the United States, which the United States signed on to, and with and from executive order, all of our cities are required to implement policies, monitoring programs that require every home be monitored and assessed for reduction of greenhouse gas emissions. This is insanity. This is based, again, on fraudulent science, and the corporate structure will make millions because all of us will be required to retrofit our homes with new appliances. Everyone will be required to have a smart meter, even though many may have been able to fend off the meter thus far. That was just an illusion to calm down the protesting against the meters. We found a article, or I should say an actual document, on the Vanderbilt website from the sociology department talking about how they would carry forward given the pushback in the United States and mounting pushback against the smart meters. That,
and I think it's important that people understand they want to dramatically decrease the utilization of energy. How are they going to do that? Well, they're going to deindustrialize America. They're going to deindustrialize America. And you say that's madness, but that is the plan. Go right ahead.
That's exactly right. So, again, the requirement for the United States is to reduce greenhouse gas emissions 17% below 2005 levels by 2020. And, of course, because this is all fraudulent, 2005 levels are just back engineering into population growth, population at the time, the number of cars, et cetera. And, of course, we know that the census numbers for population is all rigged. We know that the census shows many more people than exist currently right now. But I want to stay on with this RAND Corporation. So, again, the next paragraph in the disclosure about the RAND Corporation is it says, while reducing greenhouse gas emissions in the United States 17% below 2005 levels by 2020, is a worthy goal, but stopping climate change will require the United States and the rest of the world to virtually eliminate emissions over the course of the 21st century. Getting anywhere close to zero emissions demands sustained political and public support driven by an energy production sector given enough incentives to make carbon reduction succeed. Now, again, this is false science. This is exactly what you just said, Dr. Stan, deindustrializing the United States. Now, it's important for everyone to investigate the RAND Corporation and understand who they really are. It is a corporation that has been behind promoting many wars. Certainly, they were promoting the Vietnam War. It's spelled RAND, R-A-N-D, Corporation. Their headquarters are in Santa Monica in Southern California. They hide behind the idea that they are a think tank, but they really do work for the globalists, the bankers, promoting these ruthless, depopulating agendas. The RAND implements what they are instructed by the elites and the policies of false science, advancing the Delphi technique. Now, the Delphi technique was initially put together by the RAND Corporation. This is the trickery that we all face in our meetings that we attend, where the city councils, your county board of supervisors, any number of corporate meeting structures will invite the public for input, but people are frustrated because their input is never taken seriously, and the agenda keeps rolling forward, and that is because of the Delphi technique that the RAND Corporation literally created. Again, they send in trained facilitators to manipulate the meeting outcomes, and we're seeing this in every meeting. This is a global corporate meeting style, and this is how they're rolling over all of us. We do not understand the manipulation and the mind control and the brainwashing. The RAND Corporation is an offshoot of the Tavistock Institute that was set up for mind control, global mind control. And the RAND Corporation is here in the United States promoting mind control within the United States and elsewhere. A very important YouTube video to watch that I would highly recommend is called Psy War. P-S-Y, War, W-A-R. Understand how far back the manipulation started and figure out and learn the degree of brainwashing that everyone listening has already sustained. This is an enormous problem. When people sit back and don't understand that we need CO2 to survive on this planet, and these corporations are saying they want to eliminate it, that this is a genocide plan. If you eliminate CO2, everything on the planet dies. And people just do not understand the falsified science that all of these policies now that are going to invade our home ownership and the way we survive going forward are being implemented. This is extremely serious. We see now these major corporations lining up behind the idea of aiming for zero. So I want to move on because there's another disclosure. Actually, there's a couple more. What we then learned is, of course, right now there are energy audit companies set up in our town. What does that mean? Well, again, this goes back to the reduction of greenhouse gas emission policies in your town right now. So those of you that are listening, what you can do is type in the name of your town and type in energy reduction policies or reduction of greenhouse gas emissions. You will be stunned to find out what your city has done without your knowledge or consent and how they are not capable of understanding that we need CO2 emissions and that fossil fuels are not from dead dinosaurs. We have city council, county board of supervisors that have accepted money to roll these plans into your city. They are signing contracts for these plans. What you can do is go to your planning department in your town and ask to see if the policies to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, if you're unable to find it online. And I can tell you right now, most cities have already adopted these plans. Again, they were plans required by executive order. So the next disclosure, Dr. Stan, is critical because what is happening is this assault upon us is in multiple layers. And we find out after the fact that everything was already in place. And what do I mean by that regarding the requirements to reduce greenhouse gas emissions? Well, many of you will find that you have a utility company or some company phoning you and saying that they will conduct a free in-home energy audit. They may even give you something if you'll let them into your home. You must not let them into your home, and you must not allow them to conduct an energy audit. This is all a scam. They're setting you up to put your home on a national database where your home will be identified as to the level of sustainability, whether or not you need to implement or retrofit your appliances, your heat and air equipment, whether you have to change out bathroom fans, whether you have to add insulation that would be required, replace windows. There is an enormous list of requirements to meet.
Hold that thought, Deborah. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment here. I'll see you there. See you soon.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Jensen Arms takes this special time to salute the men and women in uniform who have answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve, as they have fought hard to restore peace around the world. American troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. This message is sponsored by Jensen Arms, where they're working proudly with this station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms, who says keep your radio tuned right here.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592, just like that.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Before we go on, I want you to get your website out so that people know how to get there. And I would recommend, if you are in the listening audience, go to Deborah's website, begin pulling down her document. Certainly, we're fortunate to have a source for them at the present time. Many of these have been on the Internet in the past and been taken down. Why? Because they don't want the American people to know. And there are these things that are going on behind the scenes. Everything is carefully planned out, but the last thing they want the American people to know is that they have been targeted for destruction. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Stan. Again, the website is stopthecrime.net. I'm going to make a recommendation right now of the documents that I believe everyone should read immediately. And for those of you that are unable to print off any of the documents that are free on our website, you can call a print shop that is set up for the cost of printing and shipping the documents. You can receive these documents by calling area code 707-586-9558. Again, area code 707-586-9558. I would recommend you download these documents immediately, listen to some of the radio shows that we do have posted on StopTheCrime.net, go to our YouTube channel, and listen to some of our most recent YouTubes. In particular, one that you I would recommend that you share far and wide is a recent emergency town hall meeting that we did, and you can find it on YouTube. It's called Who's Running America? Who's Running America? You can make copies of this and get this out far and wide. This explains the corporate de facto government system that we have, and we're not represented either on the local, state, or federal level. We have been massively already deceived and brainwashed and under a significant amount of mind control already. And this is important to understand the level of trickery, the level of double speak. When they say non-lethal, but then as you read a military document that's entitled non-lethal weaponry, when you find out that they can remotely create heart attacks, which they are now doing, when they can remotely create kidney disease, all kinds of illnesses, they're getting away with the idea that it's non-lethal. Well, right now, the government is getting away with the illusion, and we do not. We have a de facto government system that is a massive maze of corporations that is set to take down everything that we believe in the illusion of belief is real. It's not real. So here's a list of things that I would recommend that you download. A book entitled The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America, by retired Judge Dale. Again, The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America, by retired Judge Dale. He also put together another document entitled The Matrix and the U.S. Constitution. He was a sitting judge for about 11 years, and he discovered the lies of his existence. He became extremely depressed and then worked with other people throughout the country that understood the reality and then put together these documents. They're all based on facts, and I would recommend those, as well as downloading Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. Again, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. I would also highly, highly recommend downloading NWO Exposed by an Insider, 1969. That's NWO Exposed by an Insider, 1969. I'll make some further recommendations, but I know Dr. Stan, the NWO Exposed by an Insider, 1969, is a man that you knew before his untimely death, which was Dr. Dunnigan. And I know you interviewed him a number of times, and I believe that this is an extremely important disclosure to download. But I want to also jump into the finalization of this energy audit disclosure that I'm making right now.
If I could just mention, we have Dr. Dunnigan's material under something called The New Order of the Barbarians, and it we have a four-CD set on this, and so that we have the transcript that goes with it. It's vitally important because Dr. Dunnigan was told exactly what the plan is, It's being carried out today. We did interview Dr. Dunnigan for his untimely death. Go right ahead.
That's exactly right, Dr. Stan. Again, there are other documents, but I would really encourage everybody to watch Who's Running America at the conclusion of that YouTube. We also have a list of documents. Again, extremely important to download these. Get this information out. Right now, we must create as much safety within our neighborhoods and communities as we are able to, because this is unfolding in unimaginable ways with levels of technology that are being engaged that are absolutely unknown to most of the population. Again, this is a silent weapon system. It is literally subduing our population. People really feel that there's something wrong, but they can't put their finger on what it is exactly. But I want to get back to the energy audits, because this is facing everyone right now. This is going to affect the number of structures that and buildings, homes, schools, other buildings that end up being red tagged and considered uninhabitable. Now, what do I mean by that? The false claim to reduce greenhouse gas emissions are now seeping in your city policies, through your building department policies, the rewriting of your general plans right now in your cities. Ultimately, code enforcement will be instructed to enforce the reduction of energy consumption in your homes. Again, requiring that you install efficient RFID-chipped Energy Star appliances. If you do not have Energy Star rated appliances, then that is considered inefficient, and you will be required to do that. Now, when I say required, if you don't have the money, here in Northern California, they already have a loan program. I call them green loans, but they're actually a loan program that you can borrow the required amount of money that you need to prove you're using for retrofitting your home. And that will be collateralized against your home with an interest rate, 7% simple interest here in our loans, for a 10 to 20-year period. Now, getting back to the disclosure on the energy audits, this is extremely important. You've got to get this information out far and wide, because you will be receiving a phone call from either your utility company or from somebody saying that they are an energy auditing firm, and that they can, again, come to your home and conduct a free energy audit. Now, I'm going to read a quote from one of the energy audit companies that I found. It says, this is an excerpt actually from the Green Jobs Training Program in California.
Hold the thought, Deborah. We'll be back in a moment at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on.
I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, and here is the up for the last segment, our guest, Deborah Tavares. Deborah, you go right ahead.
Again, thank you, Dr. Stan. I'm talking about the forced energy audits that is going to set the stage for what I'm going to read to you right now. Again, the energy audits are going to be put on a massive national database. They're going to track and monitor every single individual structure in the United States. What we know is that there is a scorecard from 1 to 10, 1 being inefficient and 10 being efficient. This is coming out of the Department of Energy. Again, we have a de facto corporate government system. The Department of Energy is a military system. We have been identified as the enemy. And you can go to Senate Report 93549, again, Senate Report 93549, to understand your reality. The longer you stay in the matrix, which is extremely dangerous, very parasitical, and predatory, if you believe that you can change your county board of supervisors by voting or your city council or state or federal legislators or higher offices, sadly, you are mistaken. That was always set up to keep us entertained with the idea of a representation and to allow us the illusion that we have input. We do not. And again, I refer you to the fact that as long as the United States remains in a perpetual state of national emergency, which is, again, extended every single year by every sitting president. We no longer have the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. Our judiciary system, again, does not work for us. State, federal, and local governments are not real. They're all incorporated, and this is why I recommended The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America. How we go forward is going to depend upon all of us in living in right conduct, because we are literally being consumed through a system that we have been brainwashed not to recognize as an evil, devouring system, which it is. We are being devoured on every level. In our school system, we're smiling to our little children, giving them their lunch, if you're still able to pack their lunch, and send them to school. Now, you've got to ask yourself, why is it that schools were saying, we don't want you to prepare home lunches for your children? Well, I'm getting a little off topic, but I want to finish the energy audits. But I will say that food streaming has been prevalent in our country for many decades, where food comes out of a national distribution center according to zip codes and institutions that the food is being sent to. Different levels of toxins are being put into our food supply, particularly if these are food supply companies that are part of the globalist structure. So, I just threw that in right now. The energy audits, again, they're going to come knocking on your door to tell you that they'll conduct a free audit. We do have on our website, stopthecrime.net, an employee questionnaire. I would download this. It's a 2-page questionnaire. The reason for this questionnaire is that you did not vote for this. This is statutory law through the executive branch of Washington, D.C., by executive order. We are being tricked. Again, we're not in a representative government. Our laws are coming through by executive order. Here's what it says on the Energy Audit website. An energy audit auditor examines a company or home to find where energy is being lost or wasted and makes suggestions for making the structure more energy efficient. Some areas are now starting to require homeowners have an energy audit before they can sell their residence. Those who have had experience in engineering, home inspections, or building are energy auditor naturals. Talk with your community college to see if they offer energy audit courses. And then they go on to say the Association of Energy Engineers or Everblue, both offer energy audit training in Southern California. Now, to confirm that you have this already set up in your city, just type in the name of your city and type in energy audits, and you will find an array of energy audit corporate entities that have already established themselves in your town to conduct these audits. Now, this is by stealth. They incrementally have to collapse the usability of our structures and homes. What do I mean by that? There is a required tiered structure of reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The first target date in general is the year 2020. And the next target date is 2035, the year 2035. Now, ultimately, the requirement is to not use energy. This is the Hunger Games. We are moving in to a societal collapse where there will be absolutely no difference between the haves and the have-nots. In fact, I just attended a County Board of Supervisors meeting in Sonoma County, which is about an hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge here in California, just the other day. And one of the County Board of Supervisors said, because we're having tremendous decay of our road system here. In fact, we're being told now that if you have a house on the end of a half a mile road, and maybe there's only a few houses that county road services, your road will not be repaired. Because it is now a question of shared equity and the expense of maintaining our road system. We're now being told that only 40% of our roads here will be scheduled for maintenance and repair within 10 years. That means only 40%, the remaining 60% of our roads will be scheduled for repair within the next 20 years. Well, our roads will be gone. We are in a very agriculture-rural area, and our plans here to reduce greenhouse gas emissions are targeting vehicle use. They want us to eliminate the use of our vehicles. Again, people call this UN Agenda 21 policy.
Deborah, we're out of time. God bless. Talk to you again real soon. Thanks so much.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power.
Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and what Deborah is saying sounds just so incredible. I mean, a few years ago, it sounded when she was talking about how they were simply going to do away with the use of coal to produce electricity. It sounded incredible, but that's exactly what's happening, and they really do intend to deindustrialize America and to destroy the infrastructure of our society, all in the name of preserving the environment. Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't make any sense, but we are under attack today by a small subversive group. That group that controls the leadership of both political parties. Why do you think that the Republicans won't try to impeach Obama? They want to bring a lawsuit against him? They want to take him to court? Why don't they try to impeach him? Why? Very simply, because they are controlled by the same people. And until you understand the brotherhood of darkness, until you understand what I have referred to as the brotherhood of darkness, this small subversive group that controls both political parties, that controls the media, that controls the major banks, the six major banks, that controls 67% of the financial assets, and as a result they control the major corporations, they control the media, they control the educational system. They even have their agents planted in our churches. They've infiltrated our seminaries, both Catholic and Protestant, so that the churches are not warning us about what's going on. But behind all of this are powerful spirits of forces with intense hatred of humanity, and they're moving us into terrible, terrible wars. And there's millions, hundreds of millions of people, perhaps a billion people or more, are going to die in the not-too-distant future, and you better get informed about what's going on. That's why you need to listen to our radio program, RadioLiberty.com. We do 5 hours of talk radio, 5 hours a day, and of course we do need your help financially to be able to maintain the network that we have and to bring the guests that we have, because these are people who study what's going on, and they can validate what they're saying. If you haven't been to Deborah Tavares' website, you need to go there. You need to look at the material, to copy the material, and to understand that we are under attack not from without. I mean, we've financed the terrorist movement. So go up on the Internet and type in CIA funds ISIS. CIA funds Al-Qaeda. CIA funds Muslim Brotherhood. You'll find we're funding the world terrorist movement. And then, of course, we've funded communism since its inception. All of these so-called enemies are simply working hand in glove for the ultimate goal, the destruction of humanity as we know it. And you say that's